Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding the Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you this day. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done for us, where we are coming from, where we are today, and where you are taking us to. We thank you, Everlasting Father, Lord, Jehovah God, for your daily provision, for divine enablement. Thank you for the capacity. Thank you for your grace and your favor. Thank you for your mercies that abound for us. Thank you, Everlasting Father, Lord, for all the past broadcasts, for the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you, Everlasting God, for all manners of testimonies that we have heard as a result of this broadcast. We say glory, honor, praises be unto your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are thanked. Everlasting Father, we surrender today's broadcast into your hands. And we say, Lord, indeed you speak to us. Transform us, heal us, deliver us, bring us closer to you. At the end of the day, Lord, let your name and only your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day once again. I pray that the Almighty God will speak to you today, that indeed He will give you a heart that will receive His word, and will give you the grace and the strength to run with that which you are going to hear today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'm going to be discussing with you what I titled The Truth About Thanksgiving. The Truth About Thanksgiving. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Luke, Luke chapter 17. Luke 17, I'm reading from verse 11 to 19. Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are they now? Were there not found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. And the Lord blessed the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There in that passage we saw our Lord Jesus Christ healing, cleansing 10 lepers, but out of the 10, it's only one of them that came back to give thanks to the Lord. It's only one that came back to glorify the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, are you one of those who will come back to give thanks to God? Or are you one of those who will just go when God blesses you? Many people, when they are looking for something from God, they are ever very committed to the work of God. They'll be the first to get to the church. They'll be the last to leave. But the moment they get that which they want, you no longer see it again. I pray that will not be yours in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace for you to be thankful to God to the end, the Lord will release upon you, upon me, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are key things I want us to learn from this passage. Number one thing is that thanksgiving is an act of humility. A person that is not humble cannot give thanks. So thanksgiving is an act of humility. It shows that you are humble. And in terms of the things of God, in terms of the things that God values, He values humility. So brothers and sisters, ask God to put upon you that garment of humility so that you may be able to give thanks. No matter how small somebody has helped you, give thanks. Give thanks to the Lord. Many say that I have given thanks to God, but the person that helped them, they did not give thanks. It's not possible for you to give thanks to God when you cannot give thanks to that person that you are seeing. The God you cannot see, you can't give thanks to Him if you can't give thanks to that person you can see. So brothers and sisters, I pray that the Lord will put upon you that garment of humility for you to be appreciative of whatever help anybody has rendered you. Number two thing is that thanksgiving is a demonstration of the purity of our heart. It's a demonstration of the purity of our heart. If your heart is pure, you will know how to say thank you. Number three is that thanksgiving is a demonstration of spiritual maturity. It's a demonstration of spiritual maturity, which means that your heart is not filled with contempt. Your heart is not filled with contempt. The book of Psalms, Psalm 123, reading from verse 3 to 4. Psalm 123, reading from 3 to 4, say, have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with scorn of those who are at ease, with the contempt of the proud. May the Lord deliver us from the contempt. May He deliver us from scorning in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If your heart is not pure, it can be filled with contempt. If you don't know how to say thank you, your heart is filled with contempt and scorn. It also shows that you are the person who want to do things in his or her own way. The book of Proverbs, Proverbs 14, verse 14, it says, the backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. A good man will have his satisfaction from above. You will not be filled with your own way. Another thing that shows if you have a heart of thanksgiving is that your heart is not filled with envy. In the book of Acts, Acts chapter 13, reading from verse 45, it says, but when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy, and contradicting and blaspheming, they opposed things spoken by Paul. They were filled with envy. Many of us, our hearts are filled with envy. That is why you can complain to God that, oh God, this person is not as dedicated as I am, and you have given this person this. Why not me? This person that is not good, and you have given her a husband, you have given that person children, and me, that I am doing this, doing that, I don't have any. You begin to have that sort of envious heart. No, you should rather thank God for that person. As you thank God for that person, God will also do your own for you in the name of Jesus. And also, a person that doesn't know how to say thank you, it means that the heart of that person is filled with darkness. That heart is filled with darkness. In the book of Luke, Luke chapter 11, reading from verse 34 to 36, it says, the lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body is also full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. May your heart be filled with the light of God. The light of God illuminates your heart. You see, our Lord Jesus Christ is ever thankful. When He was multiplying the 5 loaves of bread and the fish that was given unto Him, He broke it and gave thanks. When He wanted to raise up Lazarus from the dead, He thanked God before He even commenced. Brothers and sisters, if your heart is filled with darkness, You will find it difficult to say thank you. Another thing we need to know is that those who have the sense of entitlement and pride, they find it difficult to say thank you. That is why those nine felt that it was their entitlement. But the only one that came back was a foreigner who didn't see it as an entitlement, but rather he saw it as something that he should be grateful for. And for that reason, he came back to give thanks to God. But the other nine felt that it's their entitlement. Brothers and sisters, you are not entitled to anything. It is God that can give you. When you pray to God, he answers you. It's not an entitlement. And even you can say, oh, I have fasted, I have done this, I've given my tithe. Yes, you have given your tithe, you have fasted. That doesn't necessarily mean that God must answer you the way you want, because the God we are talking about is the sovereign God. He does the things the way he wants. So, brothers and sisters, whenever you receive an act of help from God, from man, let us learn to say thank you. Let us learn to say thank you. You see, we need to know that not all who cry unto God for help has a heart of gratitude. Many cry to God for help, and when they get the answers, they forget about that God. We shouldn't be like them. We also need to know that those who have a heart of thanksgiving, they have a tendency to be closer to God. If you don't have a heart of thanksgiving, that means that you are not even close to God, because you cannot be close to a God that you do not appreciate. You cannot be close to a God that you do not value. You cannot be close to a God that you cannot glorify. You cannot be close to a God that you do not honor. So, brothers and sisters, let us learn to say thank you to the Lord. And taking thank you to him, we have to say it in the public. Because as in the case of King David, he said in the book of Psalm 35, verse 18, he said, I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you amongst many people. So your thanksgiving is not limited to saying thanksgiving in the bedroom. No, you need to proclaim it. You need to let the whole world know that this God has done me well. And if somebody has done you well too, let the world know that, yes, this person has done something good to me. I am grateful. I am not an ingrate. I pray that you will not be an ingrate in the mighty name of Jesus. Our thanksgiving must be continuous. At all times, we must give thanks. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16, say, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. The Apostle Paul never ceased to give thanks. At all times, he was giving thanks for the people. To learn to give thanks. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2, he said, give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. So at all times, give thanks to God. Give thanks to God for those who have helped you. Give thanks to all God has done for you. Even those things you are asking God for that you have not received, give thanks. You never can tell. In the process of giving thanks, God can answer you. So let us have a heart of gratitude. At all times, let us learn to give thanks to this God. Let us learn to appreciate those who have done good to us. And as we do so, our heavens shall be opened in the name of Jesus. By chance you are hearing me this morning, you are not sure of your salvation, you are not sure whether you know this Jesus, I want to give you that opportunity. By even accepting him as your Lord and Savior is a way of showing gratitude to him for coming to this world to die for us, to shed his blood on the cross of Calvary for our sake. So just stay after me. Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus. For everyone that have heard this broadcast today, I decree and declare that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Lord will perfect all that concerns you. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. He will never forsake you. He will draw you closer to Him. You will know Him more and more each day of your life. Wherever you go, signs, wonders, and miracles shall follow you in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not hear bad report concerning you. You will not hear bad report concerning me. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.